Now look what can kill you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Is there anything that people will not do to excess? We have warnings about the consequences of eating too much of this food or that food until you begin to get the idea that about the only safe thing you can ingest is water. And yet now, people are even taking water too far. We're in a hydration craze. I go to meetings where people will hydrate themselves just to get through a PowerPoint presentation. And it seemed innocent enough until now. In 2002, a runner collapsed during the Boston Marathon and ended up brain dead. And a subsequent study of the runners in that race concluded the reason many of them fell ill was too much water. Yes, and the problem wasn't with the fast runners, it was with the slow runners, who had the time to hit the water stations and tank up again and again, in some cases drinking so much that they actually had gained weight by the end of the race. 62 of the runners in the study drank so much they actually diluted their blood, and in 3 cases were in danger of dying, not because of overexertion, but because of overhydration, which can actually cause your brain to swell and suppress breathing. As for the dehydration they were seeking to prevent by drinking all this water, an expert quoted in the New York Times said that in the entire history of running, there is not one example of an athlete who died of dehydration in a competitive race. You see, it turns out that in a developed society, the body deals well with simple exhaustion. It's our over-exuberant attempts to help it along that drive it nuts. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.